We did one number, and I'm not going to say it because you're going to clap. And it was In My Time of Dying.
Yeah. That's right.
But it was great. Cool. No quarter. You can hear it just making a bit of appearance when the levee breaks and you hear all the sort of pulsating.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool stuff. Rain song, and I've got Song Remains the Same. Yeah, and that's the way it was recorded. The Who's Can't Explain. Babe, I'm gonna leave you, something like that. Thank you. It says it might get louder.
I say what ho, this is Brian Comey, the artist of Jimmy Page's next album cover, Gardener, coming to you from Ramble On Towers Dungeon Studio, back in the dungeon, you'll notice on YouTube, in scenic Hespler, Ontario. And you are listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 76. Ramble On Radio is the only dedicated Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to check out RambleOnRadio.com, RambleOnRadio.com for all your news, links, and anything I might mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. And if you do subscribe, leave a comment. It helps with the old product placement. You can listen on Spreaker. That's SPREAKER.com. Be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. And again, same idea, helps with placements. And check it out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. And those people on YouTube can obviously see what the other people only hear. However, I consider this kind of an audio podcast that we're throwing a video together of, not the other way around. So I don't, you know, if you're thinking I gotta go to YouTube and look, it's probably not that much worth it. And check it out. Follow Ramble On Radio. Excuse me. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. And be sure to contact me on Twitter, contact me on Facebook. I try to keep in touch with these things. And through Facebook last week in New York City, I met up with Beth, who is one of the listener, a fan. Sorry if you're on YouTube. I'm kind of trying to get a better placement going here. And that's today we're going to talk about. I'm a week late getting this one done. It's just been a busy week, 2 weeks. Between being in New York City, driving home, working. My son's in the middle of football playoffs. They're playing like 2 games a week and other stuff's going on top of that sort of thing. So it's just, I'm kind of cramming this in on a Thursday night here. As it is. So that's the way it goes. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about last week in New York City. I met up with a bunch of Led Zeppelin fans. We drank. We went and seen Jimmy Page. We drank some more. And had a good time. Picked up the book. I got the book here. Everybody's doing the face shot of the book. So there you go. There's me, my face shot of the book. I got to do this right now. Hi, I'm Jimmy. Fooled you. It's not really Jimmy. So if you're on Facebook, yeah, that's what I'm doing. All right, so Jimmy, it's a beautiful book. One of the guys, after the show, one of the guys in printing business has explained to me this is all gold inlay. That's not just paint, that's actual gold inlay on the cover. It's loaded with great pictures. I'm going to just flip it open to, I got a review going up in the next 24 hours or so on Ramble On Radio. Look at that, that's a great shot. That one there is a great one, the top one right there. I got a review going up on Ramble On Radio. Look at this one. See? I'm proving my review. Right there on the right. Beautiful shot of Jimmy at Montreal Casino. If you want to read along in the book, it's page 179. I think there are little tiny letters, and I don't have my glasses. But there you go. Oh, here's the stuff from the talk on Jimmy Page. Street Y Talks. In my ticket. So we had a really nice time. Jimmy was in good spirits, sounded good, etc., etc. It's on YouTube, I have not yet posted the video. I'm even behind on the blogging side of things. Way behind on the blogging side of things, I would add. Slowly catching up. Slowly catching up. In the next day or two, I should get there. But there is much to discuss. There's actually a lot been happening. I want to start with Robert and Richard Branson. No, I don't. I want to start with Jason. Last week, interview with Glenn Hughes. Basically, Glenn said, Jason's out. He's never coming back to California Breed. Done. It's over, period. What happened there? Because he was planning on going, and then it stopped quick, and now he's out to stay. So something happened between those two guys. Kind of what's unspoken at times is that something happens between Glenn Hughes and everybody sooner or later. Although I don't know that for fact, but it's just something I kind of had. Actually, when they went off to do California Breed and the other two guys in BCC moved on, it's somewhere along the line, somebody picked up that comment that Jason will get tired of this guy soon enough. Everybody does. So apparently it did happen. I don't know. Glenn Hughes just seems like Glenn Hughes, I guess. I don't know. I'll not speak ill of him because I just don't know well enough. But that's what I hear. It kind of happens around him, and it seems to have happened with Jason. Jason's out. He is, however, planning on recording with the guys in Jason Bottom's Led Zeppelin Experience, which, of course, I reported here 2 years ago. I had James Dillon on, and he told me they had been writing together and were planning on recording. And then he talked about doing an album with guest musicians on it, guys like Slash and stuff. That never happened. Now he's talking about writing and recording with the guys in Jason Bonham itself, and which is probably a good idea. They're a good band. Way back when, I heard some stuff. It was original material of James Dillon on a previous band. Back when he joined Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience, I guess he had this band before, and all of a sudden the guy who was in the band with him was releasing this material as James Dillon material. Trying to make a name for himself off the Jason Bonham stuff. And it was fairly good. So he can do original material. He can write original material. And the other guys can do, I don't know. Tony Catania's also got another project on the cook right now. He's been talking about it on Facebook. Rehearsal number 7, rehearsal number 8, that sort of thing. So we don't know what's going on with him. I'm scratching my eyes. See, I also have a cold. On top of everything else, I have a cold. If you're on Facebook, it's going to be annoying because I'm scratching in my eyes and stuff. They have recorded together, guys. I actually almost was played something that they had played together, that they had recorded together. But it didn't come to fruition, then I got to hear it. And that was last year in the February when I seen them at Massey Hall. Excuse me. Oh, look at me yawning. It's early too. There was an album. Maybe it's coming. Maybe it's not. Jason talks about a lot of projects at times. But anyway, that's what's up with Jason. Robert. Now you get to, let's get to Robert. This is a way more interesting story, by the way. Robert. A $500 million check was apparently in his hand from Richard Branson to reunite with Led Zeppelin. According to the story as it came up, and this is one of these stories that goes around and around, but the media all jumped all over this story. This is a bad story in the first place, that Robert Plant had this meeting with Jimmy and John Paul Jones. Jimmy and John Paul Jones were on board, were already signed up, quote-unquote, and Robert ripped the check up. It was a story that pretty much in Led Zeppelin fandom, people mocked right away. There's a lot of things wrong with it, not the least of which a band planning a $500 million tour doesn't wind up in some promoter's office with a check in their hand without the stuff being done first. Richard Branson doesn't show up with a check and say, Robert, let's do it. Richard Branson sends some guy to his manager's office, you know, sends his manager to his manager, his lawyer to their lawyer's office and says, we'd like to get this done. How about 500 million pounds? If I produced that, would Robert Plant go? Would they go? And then the lawyers farm out and talk, and then the members maybe talk and say, and then they go back to the lawyers, and then, because Richard Branson doesn't want to show up with a $500 million check and have it ripped up or have it denied, that's bad PR. And it's bad PR for the band to be put in that position, and they, God knows, they get asked enough about stupid reunion questions when they sit with interviewers and stuff, and if something like that came about, it would just keep on going, right? So they're not going to do that, and that was always a problem. Richard Branson, Robert Plant called it rubbish. Richard Branson has since come out, and I have to be bothered, I think. Richard Branson has since come out and did a whole piece, lots of bad puns about Stairways to Heaven and stuff, but and being dazed and confused at how this all came about, and said it never happened. So it's pretty much been discarded, the story now. But the problem is the media is now reporting, and I saw this on one, that he scuppered the Led Zeppelin reunion rumors. So in other words, it's gone from being Robert Plant ripped up the check to Robert Plant is now denying that there's ever going to be... And it's not. He's just saying, no, that didn't happen. Right? Robert Plant's saying there's never going to be a Led Zeppelin reunion, although there's not. What he's saying in this particular story is that didn't happen that way. But the media reports almost make it like... Like he's knocking down the Led Zeppelin reunion rumors when he says not it's nonsense, you know, and when Richard Branson says it didn't happen. It's very weird the way they're wording it. They're taking the story wrong. Instead of saying, look, we ran a story that was garbage, they're now saying, oh, those were rumors that Robert Plant is denying, or Robert Plant is denying there is a reunion planned. Or something, things like that. And that's not at all what the story said. And that's not at all what the denial said. It's, you know, but they're, instead of just saying, well, this was a one-source story from a really ugly source. And we, anyway, it's not happening. Richard Branson's not coming up with $500 million for them. Robert Plant's not touring with Led Zeppelin. People seeing him in England this week are loving what he's... They're saying that it's stepped up a notch with the Sensational Space Shifters. And, that band's a hot little band. They sound great. It's, you know, from my perspective, it's not the band that's not very good. It's the guy singing. He just doesn't cut it anymore. In my opinion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There you go. But, yeah, guys in England are... raving about how good the shows are. Last night's show at the Roundhouse, they did one at the Roundhouse, everybody said, wow, it was a mind-blowing show. Yeah, maybe it was. I do have, let's see if I can bring it down and then see if I can get to it, see if we can find it quick. I do have a set list from one of the shows in England. What do we got? Thanks, Daryl, for sending me this. And as Daryl says, 50% jukebox material. This is Newport on November 9th, so 3-4 days ago. No quarter, poor Howard, thank you, turn it up. How many more times? All the King's Horses, Black Country Woman, Something Fall, What Is It One Should Never Be, Rainbow, A Whole Lot of Love, Nobody's Fault But Mine, Little Maggie. I'm missing something in there. Oh, got it. Set list. Here's the whole set list. No Quarter, Poor Howard, Thank You, Turn It Up. How Many More Times? All the King's Horses, Black Country Woman, Embrace Another Fall, What Isn't What Should Never Be, Rainbow, Fixing to Die, Whole Lot of Love. Encores, Nobody's Fault But Mine, Little Maggie. No Quarter, they pulled out a little while ago, and they're still running it, eh? How many more times have they done that before with the Spatial Station? For that matter, have they done Black Country Woman, and have they done Nobody's Fault But Mine? I think that's some new material in there. But yeah, people see that's from 4 or 5 days ago, though. That's not from last night at the Roundhouse, which everybody's raving about. But I assume it's a fairly similar set list. So that's what's happening. That's the Robert story. He is not taking the money. He has not been offered the money, nor is he taking it. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about... Dave Lewis, who's one of the guys who was at the Roundhouse and raving about the show, that he lost his bike, and we, you know, I sent some money, I think I posted on the blog. I'll have to go back and check that. I think I posted an address where you can PayPal money if you need to. I also mentioned Deborah Bonham, buy the CD Spirit, and they and mentioned in the purchase Dave Lewis Bicycle Fund, I think it was, right in the comments that you purchased, and they would send £5 to Dave Lewis for everyone bought. This is it, right? If you're on YouTube, there's Spirit by Deborah Bonham. I got mine last week. Oh, my. Oh, got to do that. Oh, my God. It's really good. It's really, 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 really good. I don't have a specific, oh, I love this song. I love this. The whole thing from start to finish was dynamite. You get a chance to pick it up. Deborah Bonham, Spirit. John Bonham's little sister, little Debbie Bonham. I think she was like 10 or something when he died, right? She's Jason's aunt, but is she younger than Jason? I could be way off. I could be way off on that. Way off. I don't know. But it's an excellent, excellent disc. Worth picking up. Find it on YouTube or on iTunes if you need to. They have an, they're also selling an LP. And I noticed after I bought it that they had an LP. They had it on album. And I kind of thought, well, if I'd have known that, I would have asked if I could have, you know, done the same deal. Send $5 to Dave Lewis or £5 to Dave Lewis and I get the LP. Like pay the LP price, not pay the, it was £20, I think, £15 for that. I think it was $35 for the LP. But I would pay the $35 for $5. I should have asked. Because this would be excellent on LP. But that's Spirit by Deborah Bonham. Which if you're not on YouTube, you can't see me waving it around. It's very good. Very, very good. Very hot sounding. There is a band out there called Rated X. I might have mentioned them. Just this week, their CD, it's a supergroup type band. With Carmen Appice, some people say, from Vanilla Fudge. He showed John Bonham the ropes when they first started touring, when Zeppelin opened for Vanilla Fudge in their first ever U.S. tour. And he kind of got him a sponsorship deal with Ludwig, and he showed him some of the ropes about being a touring drummer, right? Some of the tricks. Tony Franklin on bass, who was with Jimmy and the Firm. And a couple of guys, a guy from Ace Frehley and a guy who was a singer, I forget his name, from Rainbow, Whitesnake. There was one other in there. Deep Purple, I think it was. No, he didn't sing for Whitesnake. Deep Purple, Rainbow, and Yngwie Malmsteen. That's who it was. It's a really good little band, really good band. But there's one song where they got a riff in there that's very Kashmir. It's only for like a bar. And then they go off another, but it keeps, they come back to it every once in a while. Every time you hear it, you go, oh, just got that. And then they go off at somewhere else. But it's a hot little song. So that's worth checking out as well. Rated X. And it's got the Zeppelin connection in Carmine Appice and Tony Franklin. So the rhythm section is very Zeppelin related. All right, so we went and seen Jimmy. Went and seen Jimmy speak. The intro to this will be some Jimmy mentioning songs and people cheering. He says at one point, about almost towards the end, he says he's talking about a song and he says, "I won't mention the song because you'll cheer." And a few seconds later, he says, "Well, it's like 30 seconds later, I guess. It's In My Time of Dying," and everybody cheers. And he goes, you know, head down sort of thing. But every time he kind of would mention song, everybody would applaud the song. And it was a bit, Ross Halfen kind of said, you know, it wasn't a show, people. It was, people were a little rowdy or so. And they were a little rowdy. People were lively. People were very good spirits. Very good spirits, I will say. And Jimmy Page was one of those who was in good spirits. He's very well-spoken, and he had some jokes, and he had some laughs, and he was very nice. And it's out there, by the way, on YouTube somewhere. Again, I'll try and get it. I've not got it yet posted on the blog, but I will. So the intro is he mentioning a bunch of songs. And I think the outro, I have an outro put together too, and I think the outro was some stuff he said, some some commentary he had. I put together some other commentary that he had. And I think I stored one line for a regular ending to go along with my John Paul Jones turn off the internet. I forget what it was he says, but you'll hear it right at the end. You'll hear it, I promise. So that's what the intro and outro. We got a few clips from it, in other words, but you know, nothing serious. But he basically told stories. He was a raconteur on this occasion. His book, what happened was, Kevin, let's see, there was much dismissal of the guy who did the, Jeff Koons. Jeff Koons is an artist. He does sculptures that look like balloon animals, is his primary thing. But he's a very well-known artist. And, a lot of people thought Koons was, I don't know, didn't think he was good. Russ Halfen pointed out he was pretty good. He thought it would be a train wreck. He was pretty good. I thought he was okay. He went some weird places, but you get an hour and a half sitting with Jimmy Page, you're going to go some weird, you know, you might as well try and draw him out a little into a different place, right? The format was that Jeff Koons got to pick the pictures out of the book, and then they would run them up and talk about them on a screen overhead. And then there was a couple of questions afterwards from the audience. They came around with cue cards. And then the girls, there was these girls, and they stood at the front with these cue cards in both hands. And then they would walk up the aisle, and you could write a question. And, you know, three of the questions got asked, including one from one of the guys, Steve Z, who plays in a band called the American Led Zeppelin Experience, I think. I think that's what it's called. American Led Zeppelin Experience. And Steve, correct me, email me, whatever, correct me on that if I'm off. I'm sorry if I'm off. He asked a question about the song remains the same. The song. And it got asked. So one of the guys in our group was kind of bragging. One of my questions. A few thousand people in the audience, three questions got asked. So there was a few thousand people there. It was a bit rowdy, and he was in good spirits, and it went on for about an hour and a half, and it was excellent. It was so good. I had such a nice time meeting the people, having a few drinks, and just listening to Jimmy speak. And I was really surprised how much I enjoyed it. He was really, it was so interesting. Not that he said anything phenomenal. He says, yes, he's got plans to do stuff for 2015, including touring. He wants to get out there live. But that's all he really said. Basically, he says, with the remasters are done, there's still some to be released, and et cetera, et cetera. But all the work is done on them, other than the promotional side. So he can get back to concentrating on making music, and that's what he's planning on doing. And he has some plans in mind, but that's about as far as he goes. He didn't say, there was some stories you'd heard, or you'd heard more or less the stories, but he, you know what, go to YouTube and watch the thing. It's better than me describing it. There was a great Shirley Bassey story from the Goldfinger session. So in while there, I picked up the book, because I was complaining, right, that I couldn't get it in Canada. I still haven't seen it in Canada, but I haven't been in a bookstore in a few days. But they had them at the thing. Not, by the way, stamped. You'll see, it's a clean sheet there, not stamped. That's the pity of the thing, isn't it? There was a book stamping at Barnes & Noble's in the next couple of days. Some of the people I was with got their books stamped. Can I tell you, if I'd have stayed, I probably would have got a book stamp because those guys got it done. So it was doable. It was a doable situation. And, the people who did really seemed to enjoy themselves waiting in line. They got in line for a while and then got a wristband and came back and they got to actually shake his hand and say hello to him. And, he doesn't sign the books, he stamps the books, but they got to say hello to him and were tickled pink by it, and it sounded like they had really enjoyed the experience. So had I stayed another day or two in New York, maybe I would have done that. But that it wasn't to go down that way. So, and I'm not too worried about it. Would have been nice to say hello to him, I suppose. But yeah, I got within 100 feet of him. I got close enough that I could watch him and see his facial expressions and stuff. You know, that's pretty good. That's good for that. That's good. Until I got my interview. Until I get my interview. Yeah. I did ask about photography access. I late in the day, after the last podcast, I think, I got in the email and went back to the person from Genesis who I had emailed previously and said, I had requested an interview, blah, 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 blah. And she sent back, says, no, my schedule's too full. That's not going to happen. And I said, what about, press access so I can take pictures? And she sent back saying, I can get you a ticket. You know, yeah, give me a day, I can get you a ticket, I think it was. And I emailed back and said, actually, I have a ticket. It's not a ticket I want. It's to be able to take my good camera and take pictures and get a few for the blog. And she says, let me get back to you on that. And I never heard back. So that's the way that works. But at least somebody from the Led Zeppelin camp actually answered one or two of my emails. So we'll give them that. We'll give them that. It was a good week all around, right? So here's the book. Jimmy Page, I already showed it. And I keep doing this, but here's the deal. And this is what I wrote in my review. I started to say this earlier in the podcast and didn't finish. Doesn't matter what page you open to. There's an interesting picture. They're all pictures, and they got little blurbs. This one says, in New York at the Electric Ladyland Studios with Eddie Kramer mixing the soundtrack to the song Remains the Same. In surround sound for cinema release. And you can see this phenomenal studio in the background. They're sitting there with all this fancy, fancy, fancy equipment. And he's chatting with Paige. Now, three things about this book. Jimmy Page is in every picture. It is a book about Jimmy Page. So there's no shots of just this. Of just of Robert. Or of anything like that. He calls it an autobiography, and it is autobiographical that way. He is in every single picture, I think. There may be one or two that are from a place, but there's no pictures of somebody else at any point. Yeah, you go through, and there's great pictures. You got to see early on, too. You know, this is the coolest thing. It starts off, by the way, everybody's seen this one, right? But it says, it might get loud, that it ends with Ross Halfen's rather famous shot. Of the fella, right? This one, which is, I believe, in the archives, National Archives, right? And it says, it might get louder. So we're hoping for that. We're hoping for louder. So you get the on shot that's like this. That's the Olympic Dome thing. He's not actually in it. But everything else, he's in it. There's no shots of... For instance, the Olympics, there's no shots of Leona Lewis without him in it. There's four or six shots of them together sort of thing, but... and so on and so forth. Let me wave it around like this. I'm going to fall apart on that. Oh, well. It's not the $300 or $600 version of the book, right? I paid $50 for it, so we can live with flaws in it. What are the early pictures? Some of the early pictures. This blew me away. Check this one out. This is with Red E. Lewis and the Red Caps. And he has years at the bottom of the pages. So he's got the years going at the bottom. So we are at, 1958. This is 1958. This is at school. Check out the pose. And here he is with Red E. Lewis. Red E. Lewis. Check out the pose. Check out the holding the guitar out. The feet tapping. Doing he looks. This and this is 62. We're in 62. Neil Christian. Check out this one. 1962. On his knees. He's got the Jimmy Page moves before he's Jimmy Page. You know? He's just James Page. Right? 10 years later, he's Jimmy fucking Page. But now he's just James Page, but he's still got the moves. He's got the moves. So that was kind of cool. I thought that bit was cool. And that gives you an idea, you know, if you're, like I'm showing these pictures, if you're on YouTube, you're not on YouTube, you just have to trust me, they're cool. It's good picture after good picture after good picture. Every page, you flip it open, you'll find an interesting picture. And if it's not one on that page, it'll be one on the next page. There's just so many interesting pictures. Nothing but Jimmy Page pictures, as I mentioned. Nothing of his family at all. Everything is professional. Everything is Jimmy Page, the musician, in the studio, on tour, backstage, on stage. There is no shots of his wives, children, or grandchild, with the exception of one shot of Charlotte Martin getting off the helicopter backstage at Nebworth, which is a fairly famous shot. So for an autobiography, it misses a major portion. The thing I thought was really missing was any pictures of the band around the time of John Bonham's death. When they announced the breakup of the band, for instance, when they got together for that, at his funeral, anything like that, there was really nothing of that sort. Maybe that doesn't exist. You would think that some intrepid photographer would have been out to get shots of them at the funeral. I think something like that would exist. There was nothing along those lines. And since it's autobiographical and his musical autobiography, and that's a significant part of his musical career, over, something there would have been... It would have been fitting, and I don't mean something in bad taste, right? I don't assume that happened, but it's well enough past the date that it's not a bad taste. A picture of the band at the gravesite or at the funeral, or when they met to discuss what the future was. A picture of the band, some point in there, wouldn't have been a bad taste. Was, there's ones of the Stones at Brian Jones' funeral, that sort of thing. Possibly right at the time, you would have said, well, but it's been a long enough time that it's a historical moment. Not so much a personal one anymore for most people. So that I thought was missing. The family pictures and that one. Gotta tell you, my wife's not a big Led Zeppelin fan. And I came home with it and I plunked it down in the bed. She goes, oh, big book. Oh, that's heavy. And she opens it up. She goes, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. And next thing I know, I'm going, I haven't read the book myself yet. Do you mind? Oh, yeah, no, give me a little while here. So I'm thinking, I was going to settle in here with the book. You'll get it. Flip through it. And next thing she's asking me questions, is he married? He's been married a couple of times. Got kids? He's got some kids. I'm not sure how many, to be honest. I know his, and then we ended up looking at the back to see if Scarlett had taken any of the pictures, which she had. And then she winds up on Facebook, she winds up on Wikipedia, looking up Jimmy Page, looking up his family life and that sort of thing. And the thing is, she's really not interested in this, in Led Zeppelin. She kind of rolls her eyes when I get on about it or something. And doesn't intrigue her at all. And she wouldn't pick up a Jimmy Page book and look at the pictures, for instance. She wouldn't pick up whatever book I want to pull off my shelf here. You see my Led Zeppelin shelf? And she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't pick up my George Case, Jimmy Page book or Richard Cole, Stairway to Heaven and look at the pictures or read any of it. But this she sat down with for half an hour and went through, and then she was interested enough to go look up. But she's kind of going, this is kind of interesting here and this and that. So it has an appeal outside of us dedicated Led Zeppelin types. And frankly, at $50, it was not expensive, I thought. I know up here in Canada, the list price is around $79, I think, which feels pricey, but until you get this book in your hands and you go and you look at that's photographic quality paper. That's not just some crap paper. That's really nice paper. That's really well bound. It's gold print. In other words, it's good value for the money. I think. I don't know if it's going to be a collector's item like the $600 one was. I doubt it so much, but it's a nice book. It's a very high quality piece of work. You are getting what you pay. You're getting value that you paid for on it, and it's loaded with great pictures. It is, and I have to write this, over 500 pages of pictures. And it's obvious, so there must be, because there's most pages there's like two pictures, 500 pages, a picture a page maybe, lots of double-sided, but lots of three pages. So I'm going to say one a page, so call it 500 plus pictures in there. Some you've never seen before, some are excellent, and some you've seen, some are very famous, and some are, a very famous one plus three or four that went along with that same time frame. You know, maybe we're on the same roll, but weren't that you've never actually seen. So high quality book, really enjoyable book, an excellent piece of work. And I if you haven't got it, put it on your Christmas list. Along with the Led Zeppelin 4 and Led Zeppelin House of the Holy Box set. I made up my Christmas list and I added House of the Holy Box. I wasn't going to get the House of the Holy Box set. I'm so impressed with the remastering and with the deluxe edition of the House of the Holy. I've actually added the box set to my Christmas list. I should just say that. I really, really, really like the House of the Holy remaster and the whole everything about it. I really like it. It's so good. Okay, so Jimmy was now after New York, he went to L.A. And he did last night. He did a question and answer with Chris Cornell. Now, big story coming out of the Chris Cornell is him and Chris Cornell are not going to play together in 2015. What happened with Jeff Koons is Jeff Koons is finishing up the show, and because the story came out. Signed, sealed, and delivered, he's going to do the album cover for his next album. So what happened is, Jeff Koons says, they're just wrapping up, right? He says, listen, if you do anything in 2015, I'd be honored to have the opportunity to present an image for the cover. That's what he said. That may be verbatim quote. It was opportunity, image for the cover, right? Opportunity to present an image for the cover, I think is an actual quote. In other words, I would like to give you an image. He would like to present the image, right? That's all he said. Jimmy says, yeah, sure. They laughed, and it was good-natured, right? It was a couple of pals just having a chat. Oh, yeah, yeah. May never happen. And if it doesn't happen, I don't suspect Jeff Koons will be offended. Or I don't suspect he'll stumble around and say, bastards, that I can be there. But it may very well happen that he gets a call from whoever, possibly not even Jimmy himself, saying, are you still interested in presenting an image when the time comes. That's the next day of the stories where Jeff Koons and signed, sealed, and delivered to do the album cover. They shook on it. Well, they were actually shaking anyway because it was over. And he never said, I will do it. And Jimmy said, yeah. And he said, I would like to present one. I'd like the opportunity to present an image. And Jimmy said, yeah, sure, why not? And shook his hand. There was no deal, signed, sealed, and delivered, right? But the media got it so blown. So now they're saying Chris Cornell and Jimmy are going to play together in 2015. Presumably, I can only imagine that what happened was the same thing. Chris Cornell says, listen, if you're doing something in 2015, finishing off, right? Because people said he might have said something at the end, or I didn't hear it during. He probably said, if you're doing something in 2015, call me. I'd love to play on it. I'd love to play with you. And Jimmy says, oh, sure. Why not? Yeah. You know, what are you going to say? What's he going to say? No. I have other ideas. He'd say, sure, we'll talk about it. Shake his hand and have a little laugh, right? Maybe even put it in the back of his mind. Okay, there's a guy I might bring in for a solo or for a song. But yeah, so today the big reports are, yesterday the big reports were Chris Cornell and Jimmy Page for 2015. And from Soundgarden, by the way. I have talked before, but the 90s being my complete, I'm out of the loop on the music in the 90s. And Soundgarden would be one of those that I just don't know. And if I say I'm not a fan of Soundgarden, you know, don't take that to mean I don't like Soundgarden. Take it to mean I don't even know if I would know a Soundgarden song if I heard it. Although I'm sure I've heard one or two. Just the way these things tend to go, you hear one or two. You hear them. They're there, you hear them. But I wouldn't know them. So I have no comment on whether Chris Cornell would be a great, great pickup for Jimmy to join or not. But the media is reporting definitively. Oh yes, that's happening. Meanwhile, he's also been spotted like at a flea market in Pasadena or something like that. He had a book signing and Lori Maddox was at the thing last night. Apparently somebody yelled a few things about got herself booted out of the event, yelling some fairly rude things about, his penchant for the young girls. And Lori Maddox was actually in the crowd, apparently, and rather embarrassed by the yelling out. What else did I hear about it? I heard something else about it. Okay, there was a book signing the other day. Terry Reed showed up at the book signing, who was invited to be the singer for Led Zeppelin before Robert Plant. He was one of the guys who turned down the gig. He had his own thing going on at the time. He had some stuff. I think a new album, his career was kind of taking off. He thought, I'm doing this and it's working. So I think I'll stick with that. But he showed up at the book signing. And there's a picture on the internet of a young guy, too, about 7 years old with a mohawk. And and it was on JimmyPage.com, actually, had the picture. And it said something like, the rock legend meets the old man or something like that. You know, it was a cute picture. So so he's having a good run out there. He's been on the Ellen Show, but it's not been broadcast yet. He was on the show apparently with Bill Clinton and somebody else, but his part didn't make it to air yet. It'll be sometime down the road that they'll do Jimmy Page. I don't know. I'm in charge of the Ellen Show. Jimmy Page gets on. Bill Clinton gets bumped, to be honest. But I'm not American. You know, I'm not American. They like their politicians more than you know, up here in Canada, we talk, even the most liked are kind of tolerated with a a bit of chagrin. You know, we tolerate politicians. Yeah, they're a necessary evil. Even the you know, young spirited happy types, the ones who go after the good feeling types, people are fairly cynical about politicians. I find in the States it's so interesting. People love their politicians, or hate their politicians. I mean, but you know, if you're a Democrat, you love Bill Clinton, and it's the, you know, there's a lot of reasons not to like Bill Clinton. And I don't want to get into politics, and I don't mean that. I mean, after 8 years of being president, there's a lot of reasons not to like anybody. You know what I mean? It would be so you get. And that's the Canadian trait, is we just get cynical about it. He's just one of those guys. He's just a guy. He did some stuff that I liked. He did some stuff I didn't like. You know, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. But the Americans, they fall all in, right? I love this guy or I hate this guy. And the same is true of both sides of the aisle. Same is true of Bush. Same is true of Obama. Reagan, you know, you go back. Love or hate their politicians down there. You guys are a funny bunch, you Americans. Same goes the thing I always, when I go into the States, and I don't mean to, boy, I'm deviating off at all, is the bumper stickers. The people who just, nobody in this country, and I've been in England and I've been in France, and you don't see anybody driving around with Marie Le Pen for president bumper stickers in Paris. You know what I mean? Or vote David Cameron. David Cameron's my guy. You know, or, yeah, Stephen Harper bumper stickers up here in Canada. You don't see it, but down there, everybody's got bumper stickers about, like, who you vote for, you're wearing your sleeve. It's a very funny thing. It's one of those uniquely American things. You guys may not realize that you're different than everywhere else in the world in some really oddball little ways, and that's one of them. Anyway, I love Americans, by the way. I love America, so don't take that as bashing. It's an observation. It's all it is. And it's as far as I go on politics, I promise. But yeah, so he got bumped for Bill Clinton. That's the bottom line. And there's no known broadcast date for his, but it will be shown. And that's going to be it, folks. That's it for episode number 76. I didn't bring a drink down with me today, and my throat's getting tired. Check ramblonradio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Ramble On Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. And if you do, don't forget to leave a review. You can listen on Spreaker, SPREAKER.com. Be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. And check it out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. You can see some of the pictures. This is probably a good one for YouTube because I'm waving the books around and CDs around and stuff like that. Thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 76. Keep it coolin', babies.
Wow, that was really something, Jimmy.
When you've had a whole sort of lifetime in music, there are certain things that come up and haunt you, and that is one of them. I'm sure there'll be internet forums telling me what I'm doing.
Switch off the internet.